Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 224, Peace That Guards, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Stay with that verse for a moment. Don't rush past it. Paul wrote those words in chains, inside a prison cell, with no guarantee of what tomorrow would bring. And he speaks of peace, not a peace that will come once everything gets sorted out, not a peace waiting on the other side of the answer you're still waiting for. He speaks of a peace that exists right now, that comes from God, and that does not depend on your circumstances being any different than they are. That's what it means when he says it surpasses all understanding. Your mind does not have to figure everything out for your heart to rest. You don't need every answer in place before peace is allowed in. God works at a level human reasoning simply cannot reach, and this peace is the evidence of that. It doesn't make sense from the outside. It only makes sense when you're standing inside it. And then Paul uses a word that stops me, guard. In the original Greek, it's the image of a soldier standing watch, someone who doesn't sleep, who patrols, who stays on his feet while you rest. This peace is not passive. It is not merely a calm feeling that visits when things go well. It is a living force. It stands at the gate. It patrols the perimeter. It protects what you cannot protect on your own. And look at what it protects, the heart and the mind. Both, not just your emotions, that deep place where fear lives, where anxiety takes root, where you carry the weight of what you can't control, but also your thoughts, that place where your mind runs in circles at 3 a.m, trying to solve what has no solution yet. God covers both. No inner corner is left unguarded. No hidden worry falls outside the reach of his watch. But, and this matters, the address of this guard is in Christ Jesus. The peace doesn't float freely in the air, as if it were a neutral resource available to whoever searches hard enough. It is anchored in a person, the Savior. To remain in Him is to remain undercover. That's why surrender is the act of faith, not striving, not controlling, not trying to think your way into a better mood. It is releasing truly into his hands. So today, before breakfast, I want to invite you to do just one thing. Take a piece of paper or the notes app on your phone, whatever is nearby. Write down the one worry that is taking up the most space in your mind right now. The one that greets you when you open your eyes. The one that hums in the background all day long. Write it down, and then say it out loud, not just in your head, out loud. Lord, I give this to you. Guard my heart right now, not as a formula, as a genuine act of trust, because the peace of God responds to surrender, and it is already waiting for you. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.